It's Larry again, and it's so good to be back with you here in Believers Academy, studying the series, Cultivating the Kingdom of God in You. Today we're studying Lesson 2, Cultivating Good Soil. Before we get into the lesson today, let me remind you that study aids such as Leader's Notes and Faith in Action Plans are ready for you to download in the Lesson Downloads tab below. In the previous lesson, we unpacked the parable of the sower from Mark chapter 4. We discussed what the kingdom of God really is and why it is an important part of receiving all that God has for us. Then we studied the four types of heart soil, as Jesus described them, and what type of heart will reap its harvest. Today, we're going to focus on how we can cultivate the one type of heart Jesus identified as good soil. And we'll identify three blockers or thorns that can keep us from receiving an abundant harvest of God's promises. So are you ready? Well, let's go. First, let's begin by identifying what good soil actually is. As we learned in Lesson 1, in Mark chapter 4, verse 20, Jesus makes it very simple when he says, "The good soil's heart are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit." Now, most Christians will likely say, "I fit this category. I accept the word of God." But if you take a look at their lives, they really aren't bearing much fruit in the areas of healing, prosperity, and deliverance. So what could be happening? Why aren't they producing fruit of the kingdom of God like Jesus said they would? Well, the truth is, the condition of their hearts is actually not the good soil Jesus described, but instead, it most likely fits the description of the thorny heart described in Mark chapter 4, verse 7, which says, "And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop." What Jesus is telling us, and what we see with most Christians, is that an overcrowded, thorny heart cannot produce the kingdom of God in the earth. It can't produce the fruit of healing, prosperity, or deliverance. A good gardener always pulls the weeds and thorns out to allow the crop to grow and thrive. So let's take a look at the three types of thorns in Mark 4, 18 through 19, that will steal your harvest and how you can get them out of the soil of your heart. First, in verse 19, Jesus warns us about thorn number one, the cares and anxieties in this world. With concerns about health, finances, marriages, and children, this can be a daily struggle. But the bottom line is this: you can't be worried or be in fear and walk in faith at the same time. If you want to cultivate a heart that produces a hundredfold harvest, you must seek to drive worry, fear, and anxiety out of your life by learning to trust God and putting your faith in His word concerning every issue in your life. It isn't always easy at first, and it does take diligence to find out what God says about your situation and continue to stand on in faith and not fear, no matter what your eyes may see. Here's a quick tip about dealing with worry and fear. Whenever an anxious thought pops into your mind, rebuke it. Take it captive and say, "No, I refuse to worry about that. Jesus, I rode this care over on you because I know you care for me." You see, the good news is, if you keep fighting the battle against worry by keeping the word in your heart and in your mouth, it will become so real on the inside of you, you won't have to fight it anymore. You will naturally begin to exercise faith and not fear. The second thorn, found in Matthew 4:19, that can choke the word and block your harvest is the deceitfulness of riches. This thorn is also a challenge for Christians and can cause a lot of unfruitfulness. We know that prospering is a good thing. It is God's will for us to be blessed financially. What is outside of His will, however, is when money or material possessions become the most important priority in your life. If money or making money becomes more important to you than spending time in the Word, attending church, or spending time with your family, it has become a heart issue, a thorn that is stealing. It's stealing your blessing from you. The third and final thorn is another all-too-common reason born-again people don't produce fruit or receive an abundant harvest of blessing. It is also found in Jesus' explanation of the people who have thorns of the heart in Mark 4:19. He talks about the lust of other things. So, what are the lust of other things? Well, the Hebrew translation of the word lust is longing desires for other things, no matter how innocent they may seem. Well, this can also be described as foolishness or folly. Proverbs 15:14 says, "A fool feeds on folly." No one wants to be called a fool, but the word makes it plain. If we spend a lot of time feeding on folly, we're being foolish. One of the primary reasons most Christians aren't seeing the kingdom of God manifest in their lives and greater power is because they are spending time feeding on folly and not the word of God. What is folly? It can also be defined as silliness. So, where are believers finding folly? Well, you know, every television set, movie theater, radio, and magazine stand. With hundreds of cable channels and the internet, it's not difficult to find an unlimited supply of foolishness to feed on. How do you remove the thorn of folly from your soil? When you spend more time consuming worldly entertainment than the Word of God, your heart becomes cluttered and take on thorns that crowd out the blessing. Limit or remove this thorn, and you'll see breakthroughs in areas you've been praying about for years. So there you have it. These are the three thorns Jesus said will stop us from cultivating good soil and producing a harvest. Now, let's talk about what we do once we've cleared out all of these thorns. How can we keep tending the soil to produce the greatest harvest? The answer is found in Matthew 6:33, and this is the key. Jesus said, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." This means we must put God and his kingdom first. He must be our highest desire and priority. Hearts uncluttered by the cares of this world, the love of money, and the lust of other things, these are the ones who see God's kingdom at work in their lives. The good soil believers who bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. I know I want to have a heart like that, one that seeks him and puts him first. And I know you do too. I pray that this teaching has given you insight on how to do that and how to cultivate the kingdom of God in you. This completes lesson 2 of our series. The next lesson is about how to receive revelation knowledge from God. We'll find out how the kingdom of God operates in our lives in a more tangible way as we act on Matthew 6:33 and make him first place in our lives. This is Larry again signing off, and I look forward to studying with you again very soon. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.